I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to short. Turner, he's up with it. Sets his feet, throws to first. Ball game's over. Perfect night for the Phillies bullpen. 12 up, 12 down in relief of Christopher Sanchez. The Phillies hit 3 home runs, and all of it adding up to a 7-2 win. The Phillies' 4th win in a row as they take yet another series.
So nice job of the Phillies last night.
Oh.
Huey. It's the power! Bang! Maybe I'll use that a lot today, John. I'm on a roll. Is on a roll with
bang.
Oh my god!
But if there's an idiot caller, I'm gonna say
get some facts and come back and see me.
Or I'll tell you.
Now you better get your head out of your ass.
Or if someone says the Eagles should sign Carson as the backup quarterback, I'll say
Carson stinks.
You know what I did think of? The Chiefs could have drafted Shedeur Sanders because they didn't have a good backup quarterback last year. I actually thought about that. You know what's one of the things about the Shedeur Sanders situation? A couple days removed. I want to get right back to the Phillies, but a few days removed. Something struck me. I didn't say earlier this week, but I probably should have. So I feel like the Sanders family really shrunk the pool. Now consider these.
They absolutely did.
Right?
So they're telling all the. Said there are teams that he will not agree to allow his son to go to.
Which, Sean, I guarantee you, mostly were the teams without a quarterback. The teams that stink are the teams without a quarterback.
So you've got a quarterback, your son, who's not, you know, he's not the best quarterback in the class, but he has had success, and there's debate as to where he really sits. But you don't know if you're one of those teams, I guess, that he'll agree to allow his son to go to.
It was foolish.
So do you even bother to draft and create a fiasco for your team? Or do you just, you know, let it sit? And, yeah, I absolutely think that's part of this fiasco.
Because I'll say this, like a team like
it was pompous, though, it was to start.
Well, it was. Using a team like the Chiefs as an example, maybe they would have wanted Shedeur Sanders in the third round as a backup quarterback for Patrick Mahomes. Maybe. You know, like maybe. But it's like if the Sanders family is saying, hey, all you teams that stink and you guys are bad organizations, that's why you stink and you don't have a quarterback, don't take my son. But all you great teams, you damn well better not take my son because he's not going to be a backup quarterback and sit behind your guy. Like, how many teams are left?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know what
that pretty much encompasses everyone.
Like, am I missing something? So, you know, it's funny. I didn't think of that till a day or two ago. And I was like, wow, how narrow was the list? So anyway, all right, 215-592-9494. Life advice for the Sanders family. If you got another son, don't do that next time because that was a bad strategy. Speaking of life advice with the Hammer today at 9:15. What do you need help with? I'm here to help. I am a helper. I'm a helping hand. I'm a hamburger helper. I'll help you out. So tell me, or tell Seltzer really on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, what do you need help with in life? And I'll try to get you some. Like a couple, you know, like a year ago, I told John, cut the hair, man. Cut the hair. You might get a girlfriend. Cuts the hair, gets a girlfriend.
It's like hamburger helper.
Like hamburger helper. Wow. It's what I do.
All right. I owe you so much.
I know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a girlfriend without Joe, obviously.
Yes! Oh, yes!
That is one of my favorites for what's worth. The Zoom off one is like a top five drop.
Rhea, do you remember what that was from?
Oh, God.
It's a playoff game.
Oh, yeah. It's Mark Zumoff.
Yeah, but what's it from?
Yeah.
It's a playoff game. It's a playoff moment winning shot.
With Embiid?
No.
Oh, thank God.
What was in between Iverson and Embiid?
Yeah, I was thinking Iguodala.
Iguodala.
Wow.
It was Iguodala game one against the Orlando Magic. He made a shot to win game one with like a second left, and Zumoff went
wild. He turned out to be a very, very great contributor to those, what, the Warriors
games? Yeah,
games?
And some people think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I would not put him in the Hall of Fame, but he's close. He accomplished a lot.
He really did.
He accomplished a lot. All right, life advice with the hammer. We'll do that later on, but bottom line is someone that needs help, get to James on social media, and he'll throw us a question. 2-1, throw me a question. 215-592-9494. Let's also give you a chance right now to be able to call in. So sometime during today's program, you can win a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton, September 19th, going to be in the area at the Borgata in Atlantic City for tickets to this or any of the Borgata shows. Great shows, by the way, down there. Seinfeld was just there about a week or two ago. For any of the shows, get yourself to Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. John, here's how we give them away today. So, conversation earlier about Citizen Kane, which I got to tell you, when I watched it about 2 or 3 years ago, I thought was like, what's the big deal? This thing is so overrated.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
Yeah.
Right?
Both, yeah.
Really boring.
I'm happy to be on the opposite side of you two when it comes to movie opinions.
Well, here's the one thing, James, I'll say in
it really
your
is
defense.
One of the greatest movies. Maybe the greatest
and
movie.
And so important in terms of how movies were shaped moving forward.
I've heard that. And so. Here's the analogy
it's
I'll
give. It's
also
entertaining. I think you're crazy.
Here's the analogy I'll give.
It's just black and white.
So if a kid today watches Star Wars, they're going to say, this is nothing. The graphics stink.
I don't agree. I think kids, they watch Star Wars. I think it holds up.
Compared to like the Marvel movies, I'm telling you, they will be underwhelmed. But for us, Star Wars was such a big deal because of the technology at the time. It was such an advancement. I have heard that Citizen Kane was a major advancement comparative to where Hollywood had been in the 30s and 40s, and that's why it's part of why it's considered a great movie. I was bored. I'm just going to be honest. But here's the deal. We'll ask you today at 215-592-9494, who or what is overrated? I think Citizen Kane is overrated. Seltzer doesn't. But there are a lot of things in life and people in life that I think most of us will agree are, in fact, overrated. John Ritchie, and again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. You can win the Elvis Costello tickets. John, who or what is overrated?
I don't see them as ubiquitously as I did when I was a soccer dad. Now I'm a volleyball dad. Rice Krispie treats.
I hate that.
Overrated.
Hate it.
Big disagree.
They're great.
Big disagree.
I love
them.
This is a thing that goes
back my whole life. I've always
that's a sad
even
Rice
Darius Slay.
I'm sad.
You know, and I found out that they don't even give my daughter who likes Rice Krispie treats. Everyone seems to like Rice Krispie treats. Everyone I've ever met who's not me seems to love them. So when I would get a Rice Krispies treat in my school lunch, I would not eat it. I didn't like it that much. I wouldn't eat that thing.
Well, that's a shame.
I was talking to my daughter about that last night. I found out they don't do the trays in the school cafeteria that have the partitions anymore.
Okay.
You know those plastic trays that had the scoop parts, you know, like the part for your utensils and the milk part that had the actual circle.
Yeah, it's a tray and a plate.
I don't know why they had the circle that you were supposed to put the milk at.
Well, you can put all sorts of stuff in there. You can put mashed potatoes in there.
You could, but I always put my milk there.
Yeah.
They don't make those, or they don't have those any longer at the school, which rocked my world.
Well, that's a shame.
Because I thought those were the coolest thing, and I thought, wow, maybe that's something we should get at our house. Those trays are that cool.
You take that up with the Ritchie kids.
But anyway, yeah.
Rice Krispie Rice treats. Krispie what treats. A horrible answer. Seltzer, give me a better answer.
Well, mine's
than that.
Not going to make you guys any happier.
Okay.
Like, you two are going to hate this answer so much.
Okay.
Because I had not seen this movie since the 90s. I just watched it again, and I'm so sorry to say, Last of the Mohicans is incredibly overrated.
Wow.
It's okay.
Overrated?
It's just okay. It's slow, a lot of it. It's very overrated.
Cosine.
Okay. Disappointing.
Slow. I knew you guys wouldn't like that. But
it's an historical.
That's what it is. Ugh. I call it like I see
Fair
it.
Fair enough. Rhea, who or what is overrated? This goes for everyone. 215-592-9494. In addition, everything with the Phils and the Eagles. We're going to get to Baldy on Jihad Campbell in a moment. Who or what's overrated?
This is going to upset all three of you.
Mm.
But Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, no. Man.
Incredibly overrated.
So, you know what's funny? I also just rewatched that. I couldn't love it more.
Yeah. Oh,
the
my God.
Fifth viewing, sixth viewing, it's just as good. The my God. The This Is Your Savior speaking is one of my favorite moments of the 2000s
Horrible
in
answer.
Movies. I Buzz in the Tower. It's just an amazing movie.
I don't ever.
The Val Kilmer scene? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, there's multiple scenes. I don't ever remember.
Well, only
a
one
time.
Val scene. The one
no,
Val
there's,
scene.
There's multiple. I don't ever remember a time. I'm pretty sure there's more.
I just watched it. There's one scene. He goes to the house.
Goes to the
yeah,
house?
That's it. It's the only Val scene in the whole movie.
What about when they show his poster that he's dead?
Well, sure, if you want to count that.
It's not a scene with
him. He's not in it, but yeah.
Well, his face is right
pictures
there.
In it. Sure.
His face is right there.
There you go.
Is that or is that not Val Kilmer?
Oh my God.
There you go. You win.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good job by you.
You know what?
That's
what the... I'm going to be so like.
How can you be so obtuse?
Annoying is that the word?
Because I'm going to really today, my goal is to.
It is driving me crazy.
I want to drive other people crazy.
I'm always amazed.
You're on point so far.
When you rediscover the soundboard, and then all of a sudden you're just hitting everything.
Correct. All right, let me give you something wildly overrated, at least by the kids. The freaking Marvel movies. Who gives a rat's hiney?
Billions of people.
Yeah, well, you know who's not one of them? This guy. Thumbs to me.
I've turned on them. I'm much more with you than I used to.
They
don't stink. They're just...
They stink.
Sure.
They stink. It's like when the Phillies retired numbers of players that didn't have numbers. Do we have an opinion on that?
Grover Cleveland Alexander you're talking about?
John, I need a ruling. The Phillies yesterday announced that they're retiring three numbers of players that didn't have numbers.
Why? I mean, you're saying Ed Dalahanty shouldn't have his number retired? The guy's in the Hall of Fame.
You got Mr. Billy Hamilton, Mr. Ed Dalahanty, and Mr. Sam Thompson.
Three Hall of Famers.
I know.
They're all in the Hall of Fame.
Now playing around a little bit.
It really does work great. Because now you no longer completely eliminate that number from the future.
Oh,
those blank numbers, they're eliminated, but who cares? That's fine. You get to honor the folks, and then you still get to not restrict the number. Pool.
Here's the real question. Here's the real Phillies retire number question. Are they going to and should they retire?
The big guys,
Chase,
the big four.
Jimmy, Ryan, and Cole.
It's because you. I feel like you can't do one without doing all of them.
I agree.
And none of them are all. Maybe Chase gets in, but none of them are Hall of Famers, most likely. It's a really.
It's a conundrum.
I think it's one of the most interesting retired number conundrums I've ever heard of.
I think so too. And by the way, the Eagles are going to have a bit of a conundrum because I think Kelsey will be retired. I think Fletcher will be retired. I think Brandon Graham will not be retired.
I think he will be. I know that it's normally
will.
The high
you
level.
You think they will retire?
Yeah,
Brandon,
I think they will.
He's got the most iconic play in the history.
I know he does.
Played the most games, too.
The longest tenure.
I'm just saying, these are calls organizations have to make.
I feel like football isn't as weird about it as baseball is. Like, baseball, it's like... For the most part, you better be in the Hall of Fame to have your number retired, you know?
All right, so run wild on the phone lines. Let us know who or what is overrated. Best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello. Also coming up in a minute, what Brian Baldinger had to say about Jahyd Campbell. Interesting answer. Big praise on Campbell from Baldy. You'll hear that in a minute.
Mother's Day. It's time to honor the moms in our lives, the ones who gave you unconditional love on your worst days, and those women who hold your home together, mom to your children, and she's your best friend. Now it's your turn to give back with the timeless gift from Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square is your destination for timeless, beautiful, and meaningful gifts for all those we call mom. Show your love and gratitude with the classic diamond earrings, a stunning diamond bracelet, an elegant diamond pendant, or the perfect forever symbol of your gratitude, a sophisticated diamond eternity band. Or browse Benari's extensive collection of famed designer David Yurman with the largest selection of David Yurman in all of Greater Philadelphia, from cable and chain bracelets to pendants with eye-catching precious colored stones. Whatever you choose, Benari promises exceptional quality and uncompromising craftsmanship, just what mom deserves. Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
By the way, I do want to just announce, actually, with the Phillies making all those announcements yesterday, I want to thank them because obviously it was four numbers, those three, and my number nine from Fantasy Camp.
Oh, sure. Yep.
So Fantasy Camp, no more nines available for anyone that wants to go down to Fantasy Camp in the future. It has... It has been taken off the board. Thank you. Thank you to the Phillies for
this pretend world.
True honor.
I mean, you gotta admit, I'm the biggest fantasy camp legend there's ever been. I mean,
maybe for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
exactly right. Let's go to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I want to get to Jahad Campbell real quick. Baldy on Jahad Campbell, then right to the phones. Let's listen to John. Big praise from Brian Baldinger talking to Spike Eich and Jack earlier this week about Jahad Campbell.
I thought he was the best linebacker in the draft. And I'm not saying that just because I'm on your show right now. I thought he was the best linebacker. I watched him at that combine. I watched him get ready to compete for all the different drills that he did. Like, he was... You can just tell that he is a meticulous kid. He's the local kid and all that stuff. That's good. But, you know, he looks meticulous in how he goes about his business. And I think going about his business is really what separates him. I think he thinks like a pro. He's got big-time athletic ability. I mean, he can really run. I mean, he's faster than Zach Bond. We saw Zach Bond, you know, get 150 tackles last year, but he's faster than Zach.
Sounds like a lot of people think, bottom line, is if he has a healthy career, that it's a steal of a pick. I mean, that seems to be the general sense, that this is a guy that would have gone, you know, 8 to 15 if deemed healthy entering the draft, and that if he can be healthy, then you got a stud steal. 4 stud of the day, by the way, right there. All right, let's go to the phones. Yep. Dan in Philadelphia. Daniel, good morning, buddy.
Joe, they should retire your number. You're the only person to ever have a DDR in the fantasy camp.
A DVR?
DDR.
What's a DDR?
A designated dog runner.
Oh, that's true. You're not kidding.
You hands down. Hey John, heard you mention volleyball. You got a tournament this weekend?
Always, seems yeah. like. Yeah.
We're heading to Virginia Beach for that tournament.
Nice.
It's a fun sport to be a parent of. But, hey, listen, talking about Jahad Campbell. So I'm sitting here thinking, and I don't remember since Howie took back over the reins, since Chip Kelly, them mm-hmm. ever having a medical issued draft player. Do you? So like,
oh, when yeah. They... First round or past? Well,
who?
Dick Dickerson. Sidney Jones. You kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
So many of these guys, Dan, so many go to a second combine and you never even hear about it. There's what's called a medical combine. I went to it. They bring guys back.
You never hear of it.
Never hear about it. No. Guys who weren't able to test in certain areas because they had an injury. I had an injury from the Hula Bowl. I separated my shoulder playing over in Hawaii for this All-Star game. And so I couldn't do the bench the first time at the combine.
Back when people played in bowl games.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow. Bowl games that aren't even for your team.
And they brought a bunch of guys back. And that evaluation process is never discussed. But it's big business, just like everything else.
Wow.
It's just now that part's not televised. It is every bit as massive. But, man, there's a lot that goes into this that you don't hear about.
All right. I was just trying not to worry about this guy's knees, so.
Well, I mean, not. And you shouldn't.
Maybe I talk
all these guys are hurt.
Well, some guys are hurt more than I'm not freaking out, Dan, but it's worth being aware. That's why he dropped.
He plays a position where I promise you guys are pretty accustomed to having their shoulders banged up. And, you know, you play football long enough, your knees get scoped. That just happens. And I am convinced playing this position, the way he plays it, he's tough enough to get back out there when he's
But
dead.
To be fair, Joel's an example of someone who came in with all sorts
tough.
Of... Well, it was red flags, and those red flags have maintained.
And a body type, yeah. You know, with the absolutely. You know, as big and, you know, and heavy as he is.
Absolutely.
As for the Phillies, I don't know. The past couple games, obviously, winning helps everything, but they seem to have lightened up. They seem to be, like, laughing mm-hmm. again in the dugout. And I don't know. It's something I noticed, and hopefully that's a switch that...
Well, it's nice. There's a lightness of being when you're playing a team that stinks and you feel like you got them. And you know, you start to win. You got 4 games under your belt. I do agree with you. It feels like the oppressiveness has moved to another team now.
Oh, man.
Temporarily. Like, but it might come back. You know, they might be trying
not.
To do too much again.
It'll
in
happen.
A month from now.
Yeah.
But right now, it feels like they're confident. They know they're the better team in this series, and they're just going out and playing baseball, having fun with it. That's the way they play
best. All right,
best.
Dan, give me someone or something overrated.
your Beat the Hammer record.
Oh, okay. Yes!
Wow. It's a shame.
Yeah! Bang!
That's right!
As if.
That's outrageous.
Leader in the clubhouse.
Well, yeah, it's the only
Hell
answer.
Hell of an answer.